At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God. I'm your host, Art Siriano. I'd like to begin the program with a word about prayer. For prayer is our direct connection with the Lord. If we truly wish to live our lives as Christians, we can only do so if we have a strong and meaningful relationship with the Lord. Prayer is how we build that relationship. Prayer allows us to talk directly to Jesus anytime about anything on our mind, and soon we will feel Jesus in our hearts. As our relationship with Him grows, we learn how to let go and let God completely, meaning we give Him all that is burdening us in our lives. Then, as long as we let those troubles go and don't take them back, we see the power of the Lord intervening and letting us live a life full of peace and contentment without any fear, worries, or anxiety. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. The topic for today's show is living our faith. What do I mean when I say living our faith? Well, at the beginning of today's gospel, we hear a crowd talking to Jesus and speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings. Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Jesus goes on to talk more about what he means, but the message he is giving the crowd is that all Christians must live their faith, meaning that they must be ready at any time for when their time comes to face the Lord. They must be prepared for their time of judgment, deciding whether they get into heaven or not. Therefore, no one can be a part-time Christian or a Christian only when it's convenient. We must always be Christian, following the ways of the Lord and obeying His commands. There are so many people who unfortunately go to church every Sunday, go through the motions and receive Holy Communion, yet minutes after they leave the church, they act almost as if they were never there, returning to their normal habits of being unkind to others, not putting the needs of others first, and not acting Christian at all. This is not living our faith. According to the Bible, there are three ways that we live our faith. They are work, produced by faith, labor, prompted by love and our faith, and endurance, inspired by hope and our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But let's look into that a bit further. When we say work, produced by faith, that means doing God's work, helping others, the sick and the needy. When we say labor, prompted by love, that means caring for our loved ones and others, following the laws of Jesus. And when we say endurance, inspired by hope and faith, that means that as Christians, we must accept and endure whatever difficulties we are faced with and trust that the Lord will get us through, because He always does. Living our faith is something every Christian must do if we truly are committed to living life as a Christian. We need to be public about our faith. Showing others we are Christian by demonstrating Christian acts is doing the work of our Lord. We shouldn't be afraid to speak out against an unchristian act, nor should we be unwilling to do something that would be viewed as a Christian act simply because we might negatively be judged by others, or it may not be politically correct. As Christians, we should be concerned about religious issues. No, we don't need to start riots or cause arguments, but it is fine to state our point of view and, when possible, get involved to defend that position. Also, as Christians, we should be willing to talk about Jesus and not hide our faith. When we do, talk about Jesus like he really matters to us, and let those we are talking with understand what that means. And lastly, we as Christians must always be ready and willing to repent for our sins and transgressions. Living our faith is how we get into heaven, and we never know when our time will come, so we must always be ready. Living our faith is how we live our lives as Christians. As we continue today's topic, living our faith, we must remember to start every day as a Christian day, meaning being thankful to the Lord for being alive, for all that we have, and being thankful for another day of life to share with family and friends. We should begin each day with a prayer to Jesus, even if it's short and simple, saying something like, "Good morning, Jesus. Thank you for another day of life and all that you have given me." Of course, we can add whatever we wish. Some of us prefer several short prayers each day, and others prefer long conversations once or twice a day. Whatever works is fine, but getting into the habit of a daily prayer routine will help us live our faith. In the Bible it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Here we are being told that it is our faith that leads us. It is our trust in God that will take us where we need to go and get us through whatever difficulty or challenges we may be facing. The first song I'm going to play today is a song about trusting God. The song is called, "I Put My Life in Your Hands." I have mentioned many times in this program how for so many years I struggled with my own faith. I had many doubts and I had no understanding of how to have a relationship with Jesus because I didn't understand the concept of prayer. Much of that is reflected in this song. In the verses, you will hear about those doubts and the confusion I once had, along with how empty and lost I used to feel. Then in a chorus, achieving the transformation of complete peace and contentment when giving myself to Jesus and putting my life in His hands. I am blessed today that I have a relationship with the Lord that I did not have years ago, and it is a joy living life with Jesus in my heart. Please listen now to my song, "I Put My Life in Your Hands."
And moments when I have doubt, there are days when I feel so confused, worried how things will work out. But then take me
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. And just a reminder that if you'd like to learn more about me, get in touch with me, email me, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, simply go to my website at www.artsuriano.com or find me on Facebook or YouTube. That's www.artsuriano.com. As we continue today's show talking about living our faith, how do we use prayer to help us? Well, the best opportunity we have to help us live our faith is prayer. We can pray to Jesus for so many things, all of which will help us. First is guidance. Jesus knows we are all weak. We are sinners and we too often give in to temptations from the devil. Praying to Jesus to guide us in the right direction with our behavior toward others and to avoid giving in to those temptations is a great start. We can pray to Jesus, asking Him to help us be good Christians, following His ways and His commands. Pray to Jesus to make us more aware of those in need and how we can help them. We are all supposed to love thy neighbor as thyself, and we as Christians must remember to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Those two simple laws of the Lord need to be part of us 24/7. And it is so easy to get distracted and think of other things first, most often our own needs. Prayer will help us stay strong, remembering to live our faith and put the needs of others before our own. Prayer is how we show Jesus that we truly are Christians and we do have faith. In the Bible it says, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." Here we are being told that faith is the most important part of being a Christian. And prayer shows Jesus we believe in Him, trust Him, and want to do our best to please Him by living our faith. So going through your week, remember when praying to Jesus to thank Him for all we have, ask Him for whatever we need, and remember to seek His help to live our faith. It's another step in living life as a Christian. As we talk more about living our faith, another way we can live our faith is through praise and worship for our Lord. And one great way to praise the Lord and worship Him is through song. Singing is a powerful way that we can live our faith. The next song I'm going to play today, it's a fun worship song that talks about how important music is in our faith and how vital it is that we sing our praises to the Lord. When we are in church, we as Christians should all be singing in the hymns. No matter what type of voice we may have, the Lord wants to hear it. The song is called "Give Music to the Lord." In the verses, you will hear how great we feel when we sing to the Lord. And then in the chorus, the joy of singing our praises to the Lord. The words in the chorus are, "Come on and sing and shout. Get everyone aboard. Let voices ring out. Give music to the Lord. Come on and sing and shout. Let Him be adored. Give music to the Lord." Please listen now to my song, "Give Music to the Lord."
The joy He's bringing. When I hear music, I can't wait to
listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Sereno. And just a reminder that if you'd like to learn more about me, get in touch with me, email me, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, simply go to my website at www.artsereno.com or find me on Facebook or YouTube. That's www.artsereno.com. According to the church calendar, today is the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. We spoke a bit about today's gospel earlier in the show, but you should read the whole gospel yourself to better understand its message and what Jesus is saying. I chose for today Psalm 15. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. This is another psalm written by King David. In the psalm, King David is asking us the question, who may dwell with God? The psalm tells us what it means to live with the Lord now, not just in the end. To walk in faith with our living God and teaches us what it means to live our faith and have a true commitment to our God. In writing this psalm, I chose to use the ancient text along with music written and arranged in a contemporary style. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 15, He Who Does Justice Will Live in the Presence of the Lord.
Of the Lord, of the Lord.
listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. And just a reminder that if you'd like to learn more about me, get in touch with me, email me, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, simply go to my website at www.artsuriano.com or find me on Facebook or YouTube. That's www.artsuriano.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Things Aren't Always What They Seem. Two traveling angels stopped to spend the night in the home of a wealthy family. The family was rude and refused to let the angels stay in the mansion's guest room. Instead, the angels were given a small space in the cold basement. As they made their bed on the hard floor, the older angel saw a hole in the wall and repaired it. When the younger angel asked why, the older angel replied, "Things aren't always what they seem." The next night, the pair came to rest at the house of a very poor but very hospitable farmer and his wife. After sharing what little food they had, the couple let the angels sleep in their bed where they could have a good night's rest. When the sun came up the next morning, the angels found the farmer and his wife in tears. Their only cow, whose milk had been their sole income, lay dead in the field. The younger angel was infuriated and asked the older angel, "How could you have let this happen? The first man had everything, yet you helped him," he argued. "The second family had little, but was willing to share everything, and you let the cow die." "Things aren't always what they seem," the older angel replied. "When we stayed in the basement of the mansion, I noticed there was gold stored in that hole in the wall. Since the owner was so obsessed with greed and unwilling to share his good fortune, I sealed the wall so he wouldn't find it. Then last night, as we slept in the farmer's bed, the angel of death came for the farmer's wife. I gave him the cow instead." Things aren't always what they seem. Sometimes that is exactly what happens when things don't turn out the way they should. If you have faith, you just need to trust that every outcome is always to your advantage. You might not know it until sometime later. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. You'll find me every week right here on this podcast. Reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Talk to him now and talk to him like he is your best friend. There's nothing you can't tell him, and he does listen. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next week right here on Let Go and Let God.